I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams winter sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Clocks Running. I'm your host, Jacob.
And I'm Ant.
We decided to switch everything up this week. Ant's got some wild hair up his you-know-what.
What? Yeah, well, you know, just thought maybe you'd like to introduce your show. You know, we're the podcast for Everything Flag Football Officials, man.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why I don't need to do it, man. Like, I forgot everything.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's
terrible.
No, it's cool.
This is terrible.
Hey, I know I threw your week off completely when we went on Instagram Live on Monday night.
You see, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, how do you feel like that went? I mean, we were right there. Yeah, it was cool, right?
It was fun. It was different. It was fun. We got a little interaction. Didn't really understand it. Maybe it's just because I couldn't see it, but I, you know, we saw it, had people trying to come in and out of the show and different parts and different people. And, you know, it was an experience.
Yeah. I mean, maybe next time we just block Mark Williams, right? We just keep him out of it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey man. So, this is going to be fun tonight though.
Absolutely.
I want to give you the opportunity to introduce these guys. Go ahead and have at it.
Do you want to do anything tonight, or you just hanging
no.
out?
No, I'm just chilling.
All right, you're just a chill guy, huh? All right.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, bro.
I'm gonna bring both of them in together. They're both my bros. They're both two great guys. I wouldn't do anything in the world without them. And flag with in regular life. These are two of the best dudes around. One's from Texas, the other one's from Florida. You know them both too well. We got Chun Evans and the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Coop Unk himself. What's up, fellas?
What's happening, baby?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, gross. Take him off the camera and start over.
Yeah, man, come on.
Hello.
It's a pleasure seeing you guys again.
We're doing this.
All right. Hey, Wednesday night.
John, don't even worry about it, man, because I screen recorded everything before we hit record. So I got it, bro. I'm good.
Okay, I'll be myself for a bit. What's up, man? Okay. How y'all doing, bro?
Yeah. Hey, so, man, there's so much going on all over the country, and so this is an exciting time. We are in season two. I don't know if you guys knew that. We took a little break after Tampa. I know Jacob didn't do anything in Tampa, but I was pretty tired from the long trip. So first and foremost, I just want to start there. Chun, I'm sorry, but I got to call you out, bro. Tyreek Hill, you and him were hanging out the whole time, and you were sitting on your phone, bro.
I'm telling you, man, it's just like a duck on the pond. Okay. He's just trying to look too cool for school.
I had one job, and it was to chaperone this gentleman, and everybody else was in an uproar about him, you know, Tyreek Hill this, Tyreek Hill that. I do that for a living, so to me it was just like standing with y'all. He was smaller than I thought. He was really cool, but he was interested in the flag. He almost made me lose my job when he hopped off that cart in the middle of that game. And but it was an eventful weekend with Tyreek, to say the least. And I'm kind of glad he's coming to Vegas with us, and should be fun again to see him.
Oh man, all I gotta say is Ohio. You know, we represent. When we see NFL football player, we gotta call him out. Okay. So I know those guys were from Ohio, SMYTDs, and they were still talking about it that night.
yeah, like we took the long way around, and bro, all I remember is I looked up because I heard the drone overhead, and next thing you know, he's off the cart in the middle of the field. I didn't know what was going on, and I heard some MFs and some B words, and I was kind of like, oh, I'm fired, I'm out of here. And
that's video.
But what was funny is I looked at the camera crew like, what do y'all want me to do? And they were like, when I got back to headquarters, I told Chuck, I said, hey, man, I think we got a problem. He's like, what happened? I said, well, you know, Tyreek jumped off in the middle of a game, and, you know, they were going back and forth with some guys. I don't know what you want to do about that footage we got. He goes, oh, yeah, we need to keep all that. And I was like, oh, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know for sure the guy on the drone, he turned his mic up and he was searching for that footage immediately. He had to post that.
Right.
So, Jacob, middle of the game, like, what do you want the officials to do in that moment?
I guess just, you know, I think we treat it like, treat it like the rain delay. You know, you get the spot of the field, you get the down distance time, you just make sure if something like that interrupts the game, you know, that's kind of like a once in a lifetime opportunity for some of these guys. They're never going to meet anybody else like that again. Not trying to downplay, you know, anybody else's status, but I think you just, you know, you just stop the clock for a second, pick right back up as soon as it's done. You know, Chun will get off the field eventually. You know, he knows better than interrupt a game, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes stuff happens. You can't control everything. So I think that's probably the best thing to do.
I just feel like it was a lot of Chun just go, come on, man. Come on, man.
I was thinking about potential lawsuits. And the fact that he was probably the smallest person on the field. I was like, this is not going anywhere.
Hey, so if something like that happens at your league play, you know, I know you have some former NFL stars that show up and play, but you know, say somebody you know, more active in the NFL shows up and starts jawing with a player, how you handle that?
So as soon as I see the NFL player, when that happened with Chun, my phone went off and twice called me. He was like, so Tyreek hopped off the cart. Chun is doing that. Hey, chill. Are we going? I said, is Chun safe? So yeah, we got to let it play out. I tell all the NFL players that come to our league, we just had Leonard Fournette there last season. So when they walk in, I let them know, once you step on this field, you are no longer an NFL player. You still are in life, and your bank account is, but these dudes are going to be at your neck immediately. They're going to expect perfection from you. As soon as you can't pull a flag, they're going to talk to you reckless. I'll do whatever I can to, like, you know, keep them getting out of hand, which it did right away. The first game he played, it was the first time him playing five-man flag football. And they were going at him over and over and over. He was having fun with it. And then somebody said, called him a PAN. Him being from Louisiana, he let everybody know that he going to fight. So luckily for us, DRC was also there. I was like, grab that big dude, because y'all know me. I'm not Jacob and Chun. I'm not diving in not nary a pile of a fight. Not one. I'm like, hey, chill out. I tell all the guys, like, these guys watch you guys play on TV. We all play with you on Madden. So the first opportunity they get, they're going to try to get you off your square. Just keep playing the game. The cool part was he had five games that night. The fourth game, the young man had 9 touchdowns. He figured out that I'm 6'2", 250. You gentlemen aren't. We from the play up top poke chop. Me and Chun had this conversation about NFL players versus flag. And like the first 3 or 4 games, these gentlemen were at his neck. So for game 5, DRC covered him. And that was really cool. Yeah, fresh DRC, his first game. It was Leonard's 5th game. So that was cool seeing them go back and forth. But if you step on, you know, you step in the flag community, first chance these guys get, they are going to be at your neck. So whether you're a millionaire or not, you're back in our world. And they're definitely going to call you out your name. See if they can get you off the square. So when I got that phone call, I just asked twice, which is crazy. You know, Tyreek Hill over there, this and that. Make sure Trent's safe. You know what I'm saying? Keep little bro safe. The rest of them dudes, I ain't worried about.
I had a tough weekend in Tampa. I almost got beat up like 5 times, but we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Where are my crackers at? Oh, I had it left over here on the table somewhere.
We might bring that up. I don't know if you're talking about that on the podcast, but it will be a public service announcement about what you're not going to call JBB or an ever.
Right.
Right.
It might not be the show for it, but it's going to come up eventually. Hey, we can end the show with that. Do's and don'ts of things that we can definitely have that conversation. Hey, so Chun, was there anything that I know you were Tyreek's shadow and he, you know, you guys were watching the CBS games. And, like, did he have questions? Was he into it? Was he more just, like, excited to be there? You know, how did that conversation go?
He was really intrigued with it. He was, he was intrigued by the fact that we had different countries playing against one another. I believe that was Canada playing against the team from Dallas, Anthony Jackson's team. I can't remember their name. Neekney's team. What team is that?
Elite.
So he was intrigued by that aspect of it, the fact that people travel so far for flag. That's, you know, in his state, because he's hearing that it's growing, but he hasn't seen it with his own eyes until he was there that day. He was wanting to really see Corey play. You know, they had a couple of issues with the pre-taping of the announcements, and they couldn't get that down. I think they had, like 60 takes. So
it was unreal.
Yeah, he was actually driving back to Miami from the fields that day with his baby wife and family in tow. So he wanted to see, he's seen Hoosh play on, you know, YouTube, but he wanted to see Corey. And believe it or not, he left in that first touchdown, that deep pass, shrooms, where he topped Isaiah. I wish he would have been standing there for that, because that would have been all it took. But I'm afraid if he was there, he might have ran back on the field again, and that game would have been interrupted. CBS would have cut us just like they would have been known to do anyway. So, but he did like it. He said the NFL players are interested in it. He did call Baker and Mike Evans up.
Yeah.
Speakerphone. I got to say hello to them. And it was just cool, kind of cool to just see him outside of his element. I didn't bother talking to him about the NFL stuff at all. But he did say Corey and Hoosh and those guys were going back and forth with him. And he was kind of like, you know, Chun, I'm just going to let him know there's levels to this, man. I'm a different speed. And I said, I don't disagree. But, you know, I said, I do believe you can be a one-play touchdown against any guys that we have in flag. But when it comes to y'all having to pull a flag from one of our guys, Pablo is a problem, you know? And he just said he can't wait till the chance to do it. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Jacob, anything that really stood out to you? I know you were, you know, you're focused on the officials for those games, but, you know, I know at one point you kind of went in and talked to the crew for the men's game. I think at halftime you were talking to them. Was there something that happened in the first half, or you were just kind of, you know, giving them a pep talk? What was it?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what channel they were on for the radios. something kind of cool we did that wasn't – so we still don't use scoreboards. We don't have time posted on the clock. But CBS needed to know the time for the game. So what we did, I think it was pretty cool, was we had Lance. We had the whole crew with walkie-talkies, and they were able to communicate with each other. We also had an auxiliary on the side with the CBS, one of the producers, and they were feeding them the time every 2 minutes. You know, they would give them a two-minute update. You know, we're at 8 minutes, we're at 6 minutes, we're at 4 minutes. And I tuned in just to make sure that everything was smooth, if there was any questions or any issues, that we were there for that. So yeah, at halftime I walked out just to say, hey, what channel are we on? But yeah, there was nothing really to correct. That was a fantastic crew we had for both games. you know, we had two fantastic crews that worked those games. So I'm really excited for this weekend when the games come out on CBS, we're able to watch them.
Yeah, no, for sure. So moving on to the most important format of the entire week, the 45 plus. I gotta hear all about it. I gotta hear about you, like, preparation, you know, during the games, and then how much recovery did you need? Tell me everything.
Before we do the 45 and up, I want to shout out the three of you for the CBS broadcast. Nobody ever gets to see what goes into the planning of a Tyreek Hill being there, of all the directors holding. Nobody knows what goes into the planning of putting which referees on which field, how they're going to do that. So Jacob and Tern got together with Pat Alley. They talked about and chopped it up about who should be where. I asked Jacob how we're going to do time, because I heard about a scoreboard, and I, y'all know I'm sensitive. I went nuts. And you put the scoreboard time. We can't, too loud. Jacob, that we got it. So coming up with the plan to have the auxiliary ref there or hold that down was like, you guys did I just want to give you guys props. You guys did a really, really good job at that. Before I go into my 45 and up stuff, I want to shout out Ant. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down. I've been the Unk TV guy, and I'm too old for that shit now. So I want to shout out Clock Runner, excuse my language, for Ant being on the field. A lot of times I've been on the field as Unk TV as the old head that fights and do this and that. Ant being on the field as a ref that everybody knows every article there is to be able to still remain impartial and know the answers. See when somebody really messed something up. To where I had to give him the little signal, like, was it good? Was it bad? And he come holler at me. I want to shout out three of y'all out for that. That was just, you guys did an excellent job of in each individual aspect of holding that down. Because before I go on to 45 and up, I would not have wanted to ride around with Tyreek. No disrespect to him. Not my thing. Because I know my guys talk reckless and I don't want to get fired from the Buccaneers. I also don't want to pick the ref that go on which field. Because I know how hard that is. And I don't have bangs. And I don't mind doing on TV games, but it's getting to a point to where if I'm live, questions I'm getting asked about, you saw that you got to change that. I love to see Ant doing that, especially bringing his daughter in and getting involved. So that's, I want to give you guys your kudos first before I go into this 45 and up nonsense. Now,
yeah, I got to tell you, it was the funniest thing. So, me and my daughter, we were just on the sideline for the CBS game. And I was on Instagram Live, and I don't know. I know y'all know Manzi from San Diego. I think he lives in Texas now. But so he started going on Instagram Live, putting in comments. And in the background, my daughter was talking. And now she has no filter. She doesn't care what comes out of her mouth. She is saying all kinds of reckless stuff about the players on the field. Like, she's ragging on Hoosh. She's saying this or that. And I see Manzi type, like, who is this girl in the background talking this and that? And so then my daughter starts going in on Manzi, like, who is this dude with the sunset for his profile pic? Like, who and Manzi's over here talking about how, like, no, you better ask somebody this and that and all this stuff. And she's like, somebody pull up his picture. Let me see. So somebody pulls up his picture. And she's like, no way that dude played flag football. Come on.
I'm tagging Manzi as soon as we get off this podcast.
It was so funny, and like at some point Manzi like called Hoosh and had Hoosh come over and talk to us a little bit. I was giving Rello a hard time. I didn't mean any offense to it, but I just asked him why he wasn't on the roster, and he was like, oh, that's childish, bro. Come on.
That's a great question, though.
Who hit you with that, Rello?
Yeah, yeah. I just looked over at him. He had a backpack on. He had his slides. And I was like, bro, why aren't you playing in this? Why aren't you on the roster?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's childish, man. Come on. And I was like, no, it was a serious question. I was,
yeah.
I did see
Rello there playing. Matter of fact, he was on the he was watching the game too. Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. I don't
he
know.
Was
he aired out. He did air it out.
Yeah.
For White. Yeah. But yeah, you got to pick. Got to pick your 12, and when you have seven quarterbacks that are on the roster, what do you do?
Yeah, that's a good point. A good point.
Yeah. So, all right, my bad. I want to hear all about over 45 now.
So 45 and up, when I heard it, one, I didn't know we were doing the format until about 3 weeks prior to Pat hit me up. He's like, we might do this 45 and up thing for real. I was like, cool. I haven't played in 11 years, not doing it, don't care. Can't nobody cover me anyway, talking all kinds of trash and just having fun with it. So then once we get to there, I saw I made a post that went from like 5 to 19. I was like, man, this thing can be, Pat called me again. He was like, this thing can be really big. I was like, so who are we playing with? He was like, Shrooms. He seemed like a roster. I was like, we're gonna get our ass kicked. These old dudes can't cover a parked car. Can't go out a parked car. So this time, I'm not doing that. So I had a couple of no ringers, but let me just put some Florida guys into it. Thinking it wasn't going to be that competitive. And then when we get to Wednesday, I was glad we had to wear the face paint. I think I still owe a little big head over here to cover for the face paint. But all of a sudden, the director, all of our directors have played something. Chun is a damn one of the best quarterbacks. He don't talk about it a whole lot to ever do it. Jacob has played a lot of flag and the dude of power forward. Between the all of our directors have played something, though. So all of a sudden, they're like, we want to see you play. So I got a little bit nervous. Like, y'all know I'm old as hell and I ain't played 11 years. But I told Pat, listen, I'm not playing. I'm just going to get dressed. I'm going to chill. So soon we all stay together. I guess how this Brady Bunch grab, where the gentleman over here, I ain't going to say his middle name, but Mr. Evans. Everybody, you're going to embarrass your name. You're going to embarrass our race, our people as a whole. I was like, damn, like, maybe I should probably stretch a little bit and get out there and do a little something. So when I figured out we got Pat, we got Chris Hughes, I saw our first game we were playing against, and I know all of Ryan and from Rough Riders. I wasn't going to play. I just got on my gear. I'm going to just be – I went over to Shroom's tent. Like, I want all the swag y'all have. I want my flags to match. You should play cleats. I'm just going to chill. I'm not playing at all. I'm going to just get out there and talk. So we get on the field. All of a sudden, now everybody is out there watching. It's trying to come over there again. All right, brother, don't embarrass us now. Listen, I know we were joking around, but what you ain't gonna do is make us look bad as a people. I'm like, wait a minute, how does it go from 45 and up? My brother, I ain't played in 11 years. Yeah, no, I don't give a damn. Get out there and do something, or don't get on the field. Well, I'm just gonna talk and just chill. And then a gentleman from Pittsburgh yelled out something about Florida being trash. He wasn't even playing on our field, Florida being trash. DK had just scored on him for the record. Florida now is laughing at, you know what I'm saying? My dog got in the chicken box. So I was happy for my homeboy scoring. This dude was like, oh, you're old, sorry ass. All you do is talk and this and that. And I thought, I called Mrs. Ask, could I play? She said no. I called two of my older daughters, can I play? They said no. I called my 11-year-old twin, can I play? She said yes. So, there it is. So I get on the way to play, guys. When I get on the field, everybody and their mama got their camera phone now. I said, ain't this about a bit. So all the Craig live, Keith live, Tron was trying to go live. I was like, whatever we do, I can't get cut. So then I told Pat, all I'm going to do is rush. We get out there, go to corner. Like, well, you mean go to corner? I go to corner. I'm like, oh, Lord. So I was in cover four or cover six. I basically –
cover
six and five, man. I took off running before he said hi. And I knocked the ball down, made a decent little play. Everybody going crazy. Good play, old man. Everything hurt, though. Knees, toes, Achilles, back. Pat screaming, I was not getting an interception. But I immediately started cursing Ryan out. Like, because me and Ryan have been playing together versus each other for like 25 years. I ain't played against him in 11 to 12 years. But immediately, you got me effed up. All the old knucklehead Florida came out of me. So I'm cussing Ryan out, but went right to the field for the sideline because I had a pitch count. So we played that game, and it was a lot of fun. Everybody was watching. It was a good time. And I didn't get hurt game one. Didn't get hurt game two. And then game two played really, really well. Now, the clip, y'all see me going down, for the record. It was good pressure the whole game. Also, one of y'all could have told me my jaws were showing half a game. I'm running around with my boxer shorts on, and they were blue, just so everybody knows what it is. But I was showing half a play. I get a couple of hurries. I'm feeling myself. And Michael Tunney has said, stop talking so much. Don't be going back. He's from Jacksonville. I go in and get the flag. He shot me a light elbow. I knew I missed the flag. But I know who Patrick Elliott is. I fell out. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wound up pulling my hamstring for game four, which we knew we were going to get hurt because I'm not like Mr. Glass. But it was a great time. The team that won it, again, I'm going to bother Pat all season because our defense gave up 6.2 points a game. And we still lost somehow, but it was a great time for everybody. I got old heads now hitting me up about playing next year and what they can do. And it started out very friendly, but now some of you old heads up north that play contact are talking crazy. Like, we didn't put a super team together. We just put up, it was Shroom sponsored us. Shout out to Dave Bird. We grabbed Chris Hughes. We grabbed Pat. We got a couple old heads from here and there and just had fun with it. So my own boy Brian Croner was playing like it was this last game of his life. My boy's out there balling to be 45 or 46. Lil Craig had a good time, but I'm just going to let everyone know now, if I build a team around Patty, this little big head dude in the Brady Bunch box, we smoking everything. Now, he has said he want to play against us, and if he does that, what he doesn't know is one of my best friends on the planet, a little brother, books the refs. So on the first play, I'm a Goldberg spear his ass. What they going to do? We in Tampa. I'm not getting jumped, but I'm going to get thrown out of the game. Okay. I'm not worried. You see the thing he's going to just hit over me. I'm literally going to spear his ass. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. DK is going to want to fight. I'm going to have Jacob grab CK. The tall dude is on his regular team. That's probably 86. I'm going to have somebody grab him. We're going to laugh about it afterwards. But no, but overall, it was a great time. Depending on if we have the format again, if we're going to fill it up. I'm back in retirement. Because what y'all don't understand is, walking. I work for USA. I don't know how I did that, but I work for USA Flag. I was hamstring hurt. I was sore for probably until yesterday. And I was actually, my dumb ass was having surgery like the Monday after the tournament. So I'm back in retirement. I might come back out of retirement 2026. I'm going to put a precursor to, there's going to be in Vegas, everybody show up because there's going to be a foot race between a couple of people that's on staff. And a quarterback that's generously 5'11 and a half thinks he's going to beat a guy from Florida in a foot race.
Yeah.
But every bet we've done with this young man, somehow he comes up with a, it's always, he's not missing. So we have a false start out of the race situation. And this man know I drink Mountain Dew and got the shakes. So we ain't going to post who's going to race yet. But one set of guys is a rematch. It's going to be four of us. I think once we paint this post, everybody going to bet on Florida. You know, we love Texas. Really do know that.
You guys just wait till you see what North Carolina's doing to getting back into fighting shape.
Yeah, see, we not worried about Carolina or DMV beating us over here in Florida. But the young man in Texas really think, because he saw me jogging as a rusher, I want to embarrass myself, he's going to actually beat me in a foot race when I've been running from these dudes for most of my life and the police, so ain't no way I'm losing. Nah, but it was a great time. We're looking forward to 2026, and this can be a format that if we do it the right way, it'll fill up. Everybody's going to get hurt. I mean, guaranteed to get hurt to do anything, but I'm seeing the young guys that come over and watch, and people like Nooney. I watched Naquan Murray play when he was like 9 or 10 years old. Got to see him play at Florida State. He plays flag now. You see the smile on his face when Paul from YTG dropped wide up a touchdown. Made my whole tournament. To see the nephew from New Orleans run a go route and see who's in them laughing at it was the funniest thing in the world. And to see my old ass at 6'2", looking like a praying mantis mixed with a giraffe, trying to rush a quarterback and hearing Chun laughing the whole time. Him and my little boy with the bangs laughing the whole time.
Hey, Ant, his first miss, I said trash. He's talking about he's going to rush me next year. I said, you won't even get close.
Hey, so John, I don't know if you're aware of this, but a few weeks ago we had your boss, we had Travis on the podcast, and I gave him a little start cut bench scenario, So I'm just going to tell you the three people it included, and you can guess what he said. Okay.
Do I need to call him before we do this or no?
No,
you don't need to call him. So all I said to him is, to be clear, this is not work performance. We're not talking about how good of a director they are.
Okay.
Three directors. We're talking about quarterbacks, start, cut, bench, Pat Alley, George, and yourself.
Oh, I guess I could tell you how that went. he started Pat, probably sat George, turned got the boot like I did from East Coast.
Damn.
am I close?
No, you got it. Yeah, it's he did. Now he did apologize and said, "I'm sorry, but I got to cut Chuck."
Black History Month had him scared. I understand.
Oh man,
he didn't know what to do, so he's like, "I got to clean this up before I answer." But yeah, that's a smart choice. I actually agree with him 100% on that. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
We're not going to just, you don't believe that. We're not going to sit up here and say, if we have a game tomorrow and mm-hmm. we have Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your team. What's your team called? What's your team with TK and them? TK and them called?
IWATS.
Your whole squad is there. And your sons are there watching. And George have his crew and Pat have his crew. And we say, all right, we got one quarterback to put in, one quarterback to sit. What you going to do? With your team and your crew in there. Watch this.
Pat just won a cash tournament this past weekend with some of my roster. So I can't knock Pat. Pat taught me how to play quarterback. So I haven't passed the master yet as the apprentice. I can't even lie. He still has all the tricks of the trade. Now George, physically, deep wise. And let me preface this with a Travis apology. Looking at George, I don't see how I lose, but you never know, man. Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? You know what's crazy is I saw a national team roster from only like 5 years ago, and George was still on it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not that far removed. Like,
no, he's not. But if you were going to tell me that someone go chase down that cart that's, you know, ghost riding by itself, are you going to yell Pat or George first? Or man, either one.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you, my daughter wanted to see at least 10 different pictures because she was like, "No, you're kidding, right?" Like,
yeah.
No, are you serious? Like,
hey, but believe it or not, Manti was legit at one point. I don't know what he does now as far as flag, but he actually could play a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he was quarterback. Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was a quarterback of BTV. Yeah.
I mean, he had a roster. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, you can't knock the definitely man he plays with. Yeah,
he had a roster. He was the Paul before Paul.
Agree.
Facts.
Yeah. Because I signed up for a gauntlet format, years back, and it was and out of nowhere, Manzi brought 7 guys from all over the country, and I thought we were only supposed to have players from our state. <It's> like,
roster change.
and Frankie came up to me at the coin toss, and he might have had a few too many. Yeah. And he came up to me and he said, "Let's put $10,000 on this game." Damn. I'm like, "Who are you talking to right now?"
Whose money was it? It was Manzi's.
Yeah. All right, so John, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me the five different situations that caused you to almost get beat up in Tampa, and I need fact checks from Unc and Jacob. So, you know, I just
you got. For the record, nobody ever going to beat anybody up on this chat, but the my youngster, you know what I'm saying, he going to let you know what it is.
Yeah, well, the first one was at a restaurant. What's the place we went to? What's the glizzy place we go to?
Portillo's?
Yeah.
Wasn't there yet for the record. I said no to that restaurant.
It wasn't me
either. Well, there was a fight there because there was
I said no to that restaurant.
There was a fake. It was a fake birthday party celebration that almost caused some people to get their ass kicked. I'm sitting there minding my own business, and here comes a camera crew around the corner. I'm thinking I'm on the episode of Cheaters. I'm like, what's going on? And so, yeah, that was the first fight that almost happened.
Okay.
The second fight was at the hotel when the lady took our credit cards and charged us $40 a day for parking, and then George got hit for $1,800. Yeah, that was almost a fight right there.
I got through that for free.
Yeah. The third one was Tyreek Hill hopping off the cart.
Yeah.
I didn't really know what to expect with that. And some of the players were actually upset that this was happening. Some of them were gassing it up, but they were mad because they were in scoring position and it was like third down. and then the fourth one was we set Jacob up to get thrown into the foam pit. He lost his gauges, which I didn't know. As a black man, we don't really know a lot about this. Help me out, Ankh. There's things that Caucasian men wear. It's like a rubber band.
It looks like
this thing right here. Yeah. Jacob got hit, and it flew like this. Bam. He talking about he had him since he was seven or some shit, and he was like, so that almost caused the fight. And then the last one was it was a tough situation because my son's team was playing in a championship game, and it was actually my son caught a touchdown on the goal line, and it was debatable between the ref crew that Jacob had there. A line judge said that he wasn't in; the other three judges voted him in, and so you know my son gets up, they're happy, they take off to the stage. And the team that was left there decided to, you know, take it out on Jacob, myself, Jesse, and a few other directors. And one of the dudes said some slick to Jacob, which, you know, I don't want to repeat here on during Black History Month. We won't do that to Jacob right now. but somehow, some way, I just got yelled at by the park guy for having a cart on the field. So I was already in a bad mood. And you got to remember, we just got hit with the monsoon, you know, we were cold, we're wet, and then this dude says something slick, and next thing you know, I find myself 20 yards away from Jacob, almost circled by this team, and
that's when I got the phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out. Where you at? I'm like, I'm over here on this field over here, and it's from Pablo. Say, there's a word that we don't use here. We on the fence. So I'm driving, driving a golf cart. As I get there, I'm going to set the picture up for you. I see a team. I'm not going to say what color uniform they have on. I see a team of, let's just say, gentlemen. near a fence. I see Chun Evans, and I can tell from body language, hey, this ain't regular Chun. You don't want. You know what I'm saying? When the headband comes off, my dog is on one. So and I see Jacob, like, a little bit behind him, like, going to get him, not. Jacob's posture wasn't really on. We were also working for the record. We don't want to get fired. But Jacob's posture was like, no, I'm from Carroll. I'm on whatever y'all on. So I see this, and Pablo's like, get over here immediately. He has now said the word again. And then as I'm looking at the phone from Pablo, I see Mike Twice. Twice is calling me at the same time. So I'm like, hold on. I call. I hear Pop Twice just said, I would just call and told that they call him Young Jacob. Young Jacob just called a certain word we don't use. We on the way over there. So I'm like, who is we? All of us. I'm like, who is all of us? YTG and TDR, we are getting ready to leave. We are on the way. So as I get up there, I'm like, hey, everybody, y'all chill out. They said to me, you better get them. Tony said, no, you better get them. So I was like, yes, sir, I will get them because now YG is calling me. And we know about how that's going to end. So I just explained to the gentleman nicely, you hear that thunder over there? That is my nephew's running this, coming this way. I know you're not afraid of anything, but when they get over here, those two gentlemen, they are going to protect with extreme prejudice. And then you hear Pablo go, and Will, loud. And I was like, so that they don't even know what's going on. I said, and just now I'm trying to be professional about it. And the dude been yelling at us about the fields and it's raining. I'm just trying to negotiate now because I don't want an Orlando situation because I know Tun is still on one. So I just say, nice, like, Jesse, please get Tun back over there. Jesse says, no, you're not going to say that word to Jacob ever. I said, just do me a favor then. So I point to where Pablo and them are. And so Jesse turns and sees Pablo and them, and their eyes get wide and turns back around because Pablo and them are over there. And I just keep it discreet as possible. My older brother pulls up, and my older brother really on some old school, you know what I'm saying, Crenshaw stuff. So he's pulling up at the same time just to pick up Pablo, you know what I'm saying? So it's like a whole mesh pot of somebody about to get their ass tore up, and it wasn't going to be us, not pause. So cooler head prevailed. I said to Tun, listen, Pablo there, twice coming this way. Are you good? He was like, I'm going to be good. I'm all right, brother. I'm good. But they can't. I hadn't heard said word yet for the record. So then everything calms down somewhat. And we talked to the park guy, told Pablo and them chill, twice them come up. The gentlemen are leaving. But then Tun tells me what was said. So I'm like, ain't no motherfucking way all over again. Like, they got us. I see why he was here. But then twice asked me, what's the best way to say it? How are we going to handle this? So, I was like, I want to keep my job. I want them to keep their job. I'll explain to the young men, you know, how we don't use that word per se, especially when you never know who everybody with. And when you, especially in Tampa, like I was like, y'all do realize this is Tampa. It's like, I'm from here. So they from here. So then everything was time. And in reality, they're upset about losing the championship and this, that, and the third and play better defense. But the fifth fight was definitely going to be handled. And Florida thought we was going to win the game or win the fight. And my nephew had already won the game. You know what I'm saying? So Florida prevailed and it was all good.
Mind you, Ant, all this would have de-escalated a lot faster if Jacob wasn't standing behind me. Remember, I'm taking up for my bigger little brother. So it's kind of a weird situation. The dude that I had the issue with was all a 5'5", if that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Obviously, he has a gym membership, and his shirt was off. He was ready for whatever action he had.
And it was kind of chilly that night, too.
Yeah. And so I'm doing my thing, you know. I see the carts coming like Calvary on the Alamo. I know backup's on the way. I just gotta not get my lips busted in the next 37 seconds. So I'm doing the best light skin, angry black man I can pull off. I'm T.I. I'm ready. And Jacob's behind me waving at now. We've all been in fisticuffs before, right? We all have had some kind of drama in our life. There's several things you can't do to a man. One, you can't spit on a man. Two, you can't open hand slap a man. And then the third one, which I didn't realize was a bad thing until Jacob did it. You don't wave at a man like this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I just hit him with that.
While he's ready to shoot you with something. I don't know that Jacob's doing this. Remember, I'm still talking. And I'm like, why does this dude keep getting closer to me? What is happening? I turn around and Jacob's hand is doing this. And I said, bro, can you chill while I'm trying to get my TI on, bro? I almost had this over. But yeah, that was fight number five. But that was the end of the night. And so I would give Tampa A- minus for the rain in that last little thing.
Two things about that. Number one, I think each one of us, the three of us, has had somebody call us something that the other two go, what? And then we get mad about. Or somebody get called something.
Right.
So when this happened, I wasn't in Tampa. I was not mad.
Right.
This guy asked me to do a favor, and I politely declined. And then he called me this, and Chun jumps up 6 feet off the golf cart, is on a beeline to this man, and that's when I came in behind, and I'm like, Chun, calm down. And that's when I'm like, bye. I am waving, like, I'm like, bye. Then he starts coming back over, like, what's up? And we're... it's chaos. For about 5 minutes.
It was bad because I did drop a gem on him. I said, thanks for the donation. I probably shouldn't have said that, but yeah.
But you know, we get pushed to a certain point. Like at the end of the day, like people don't realize we're human too. So
right.
when buttons get pushed, like I think the frustrating thing is we're supposed to always keep our composure, and then when we don't, it gets amplified and magnified to a degree that's kind of unfair.
Yeah,
you know, in Nashville, I had my moment. And,
oh, did you? Oh,
yeah. And, you know, it was there for that one too. Yeah,
yes, and at the end of the day, nothing ended up happening. So, thank like we, God. You know, but you know,
wait, hold on. What do you mean nothing happened? You called me on the walkie
talkie. I was ready to go.
I need you on field 8 now. I said, hey, I'm in the and listen to this story, bro. I said, I'm in the middle of something. Can it wait? He said, now. I'm driving. You remember where the headquarters was in Nashville. So I'm far away. I'm trying to get back from the youth through the headquarters to field 8 where y'all were at. I pull up. Jacob's red as I never seen Jacob look like this. And he's got his bang. He's doing the bang thing. You know, what Jacob is. And I hop off the cart and I'm like, what's good? What's up? He goes, we're about to fight them. I said, who is we? He wanted me to be as angry as he was for some shit. I didn't even hear you.
Yeah. That's what I was. I was just seeing red there for a little bit.
It happens from every state. I think in Vegas last year, Uncle, I got into it with someone from what was it, New Dynasty or somebody like that?
It wasn't New Dynasty. I don't want to say the team.
It was name. LA.
It was LA. I don't want to say the team name, but you got active.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it happens from California to New York. Somebody's going to do something and we're eventually going to.
I think the park guy had you more mad than the New Dynasty thing because. New Dynasty, what New Dynasty, the other team that you were, okay, that right. Part guy afterwards, that's when I had seen that the real side of Chun. You know, what about this dude, like, oh, y'all really on this? Y'all really like, yeah, I don't want to get, just everybody be calm and be chill. Jacob got off a moving cart, and I didn't, so for me personally, Jacob is always calm and chill, and he calmed down. Him and Chun both dive into piles of fight. I still think it's crazy, but it's
all fun.
Just to get a small recap, a gentleman called him a name off a moving cart. I turn and see this man hop off a moving cart, and that's why I start calling the polar bear. I was like, oh, shit. Stop him. Turn. Immediately. I was like, hey, big fella, I'm trying to like, just look, baby. Got everything. Look, hey. Listen, breathe. Give me 2 minutes to handle it. I don't need 2 minutes. I said, I know you don't. I'm talking about guys, the team, like, hey, listen, like, I'm on what he on. That's a whole lot of dude over there. You that mad? He was like, no, I'm really not that mad. I was like, all right, so we can't use those kind of words, but
yeah,
that's chill. So Jacob was still walking, like, Jake's Voorhees. I'm like, man, this dude got over here quick. I'm like, bro, hey, let's breathe. Please breathe. So then luckily, Nat Nat was over there. She said something to him and turned Jacob from Incredible Hulk to Bruce Banner. He looks over at him, turns, he's still full of rage, and Chun pulls up smiling like, hey, what's
going on? Hey, in my defense, and I find it funny when Craig, Unk, or Jacob get in a fight with somebody else. I think this shit's hilarious. I'll wait for it to happen so I can laugh. But if I'm involved in it, it's not funny. But if it's just them and someone else, oh, I'm cell phone ready. I'm recording all of this. Yeah. And shout out to Nat Nat. She's like, you know, I know Unc mentioned her, man. Nat Nat's like one of the fellas, man. Nat Nat's great. She's perfect for those type situations because you can say whatever around her, and she's down for the cause. So shout out to her.
Yeah. So y'all skating around all of this, but Jacob, what did you get called? What was it?
Which place?
No. Whoa! I don't want somebody to lose. First of all, at 100, I'm now at my highest at 109.5 pounds. I can't stop either one of y'all from wanting to fight somebody. So I don't give anybody the trigger word.
He was called a distinguished gentleman.
Yeah.
About my aunt making jokes on the Instagram live. There's if I ain't gonna say what aunt was about to do. Also, about the Instagram live from Worlds. I don't want anybody in this out of this quadrant to, you know what I'm saying? Let's not test those waters. So we're not that word is, either one of them, hopefully. We can, but just know I got a whole lot of nephews if y'all try that bullshit. So.
Yeah, I don't want people to have easy access to Jacob, so let's not.
And you know, like, and the thing is 98% of the time, it wouldn't make me mad.
Oh, it did.
I'd be able to laugh, but that one out of 100, and it. Yeah. I was fired up immediately.
But it was, the cool part about these two gentlemen, they take a lot. Like, and we see the teams everywhere. We see the same teams everywhere. But it's the same team keep on pushing the waters. I'm sensitive as hell, so you can call me a purple. What you like? I don't want to get active. I'm an old head, though. These guys take a lot. They're professional always. And then you never know when you're going to push that button. But when you do, whoo, Jesus. Because in Tampa, Texas and Florida, that young man formed Voltron immediately. And Tennessee, nationwide, refs, players, kids formed Voltron for Jacob. I was proud. Man, they got my dog back, but I can't grab either one of them. You know what I'm saying? And if somebody throw a punch, they're going to blame my ass because of KOF. So keep your hands to yourself.
I think ultimately, Chun, I think this was Jacob's opportunity to just get you back from Vegas. I think he saw you jump off that cart, and he was like, I can be behind Chun and wave, and Chun will get there. So that was his opportunity to push you into the pile like you did in Vegas.
Hey, wait. Here's something funny about that, and I forgot how old I was in the middle of this fight about to happen, bro. So when they got about 100 yards away, I messed around and said, well, what's up then? You know, B-word, you know, ain't nothing, you know. You got cleats on, you know, what's up? You can get over here quick. Well, they started running towards me, and I was like, oh, shit. I don't know the new slang words for let's not fight, but I was trying to figure it out. And Jacob's over there waving at him. Unc's throwing backpacks from him and Mike Twight and everybody else. And I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be on the news, man. I was like, this is bad. But it was Tampa 2025 was all that it was supposed to be, man. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun.
Hey, so I want to – that was a good conversation, all of that. I didn't expect to talk about Tampa for so much, but I appreciate y'all sharing. That's a lot of different perspectives, and, you know, we were all there, and we definitely saw different aspects of the tournament. So something I do want to bring up, I know we all watched the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl, the celebrity games, the flag football games. And something that I've seen on social media lately is all about, you know, what's good and bad for. And so, you know, I want to get your guys' perspective on that. I think Chun's going in and out. Something happening.
Everybody went dark.
Yeah. They were like,
Coop's mobile.
Yeah. He's muted.
Hold on. There I am.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
All
right, that.
All right, cool. So, Chun, I don't know if you heard what I was saying, just as far as like the Pro Bowl and the celebrity flag football games. What I was seeing a lot of on social media was this stuff's bad for flag football. No, this is good. It's good for the growth. How do you feel about just kind of the, you know, what was presented to you know, the whole world as far as the NFL package of Pro Bowl and then these celebrity games. How do you think that benefits or hurts the growth of flag football?
I don't think it showed flag football in a very good light. It was very sloppy, and it didn't look like it. It doesn't look like it takes a lot of skill the way they present and the way they play it. Mind you, these are millionaires. They've already made $25,000 or whatever it is to attend the Pro Bowl, you know, weekend. There's nothing really on the line for them, so they're not playing with any kind of intensity or whatever. So it looks really, really bad. To be honest with you, it looked just as bad as NBA All-Star Weekend. But I do like the fact that it's broadening the audience. But I don't think the men's game is what's going to make that pop. It's still the youth and the women's that is going to introduce the world to flag. And then if there's any kind of money that can be put on the line for some average Joes to beat current NFL players on a primetime channel where they can see it, not no side network, no FSN or something like that. Like, you know, put that on ESPN. 7 o'clock with money on the line. That's the only way that it's really going to pop for the men, in my opinion. Yeah, think about it. There was breakdancing at the Olympics. You know, there's archery and all that, and you can't tell me who won those games. And no one even knew that. A lot of the nation doesn't know that we play flag football in the Olympics. So there's not a lot of interest there. It's going to take the NFL players to play. And it's going to take people like Ava to keep doing what she does and blowing it up for us. To be honest, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, that celebrity sweat game. I mean, I thought that was supposed to be a big deal, and you can barely find it on YouTube. They played it at like some middle school in Louisiana. They had like local news announcers who had no knowledge of flag football at all. So at one point, I mean, who goes out for a pass, he catches a touchdown. And the announcer is like, "Oh, that's the NLE Chopper that just caught that." And then the PA announcer is like, "Oh, and there's Hoosh from the U.S. national team." And the guy's like, "Oh, I guess he plays flag football." You know,
yeah, it's backhanded compliments like that during the game that it kind of hurts. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you know, bless Hoosh's heart, he's giving his all to this game. And how much longer will he play? And can he play? And, you know, hopefully he can get the respect, the game can get the respect that it deserves while he's still playing so he can reap the benefits of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, here's something crazy about that game. I just pulled up on YouTube just to see, like, you know, the full game was filmed by some news broadcast. It's only got 10,000 views.
Yeah.
You know, in a week's time, it's that's where it's capped out at. I'm curious about the other game.
The content creator one.
Yep. Now, the content creator game, the highlights of it have 940,000 views. I'm just trying to see if it's actually on here at some point. But, I mean, yeah, it's not a spectator sport yet. We're not there yet. Yeah.
Right.
You know, to jump
yeah,
in.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, keep going.
I was going to say, oh my God. We'll talk about this later. No, I mean, but to Chun's point, it's not a spectator sport, especially on the men's side. People want to see the flashy folks that, you know, the content creators, the women's game, I think is going to get more interest. I don't know about youth yet. I don't think youth did that well this past year when they were in Canton. And they were streaming it. And even during the Pro Bowl, you don't hear a ton. I mean, within the community, we hear a lot about it. But I don't think outside of the community, they're going, you know, Sunday morning, you know, Pro Bowl day, they're going, oh, let's watch the NFL, the flag games.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even when it's broadcasted.
Yeah. Chun, why do you think that they're still stuck on, I mean, all of these games, even with the youth game that happened before the Pro Bowl one, it was, you know, I know high school is sevens, but why were all these games still sevens? Why are they still like at what point are you know, is there going to be a collective like, hey, fives is what's going to be played in the Olympics. So let's start showcasing fives.
I think a lot of it has to do with the broadcasting of it. Like when we went down to Tampa, Jacob, you remember OT7?
Mm-hmm.
The game looks better broadcast-wise with the more people that are on the field. It's complicated to watch a 5-on-5 football game. The field's small. They already look down on the flag football game as it is. So now you're taking half of the participants away from the field and you're conditioning the field, making it smaller. It just doesn't, it doesn't sell. It doesn't sell tickets. You can't sell that to marketing, can't sell that to anybody. So I think the more people on the field, it keeps it looking like a regular flag football game or a football game. But I mean, it's weird that you said that because, like I said, why not eights, but it's sevens, not six. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know why, but it looks bad, to be honest with you. I don't like watching flag football my damn self, so I know somebody up in Idaho doesn't like it. Yeah.
Why would we pick Idaho?
Yeah, okay. Carolina.
Oh, okay.
You know, that leads me to my next question is, so I'm noticing this trend, and I know I've talked to other guests about this, that it feels like all of a sudden there's all these international tournaments where people are, you know, claiming to be world champs because they play in a small little tournament in South France, or, you know, they win something in Thailand or whatever. And because there were, you know, six or seven countries involved, they're calling themselves world champs. And it just seems every weekend, it seems like there's another country where this is going on. Do you think this is a new trend, or is this got some purpose behind it?
Is that aimed at me, or is
Yeah.
I mean, if I see Gervonta Davis at a nightclub and I knock his ass out over spring, I am not the welterweight champion of the world. But at the same time, I know Corey and Isaiah just got back from Thailand or whatever that was, and I didn't even know that was a thing. It's just everybody's milking the product. 2025 is going to have a lot of vultures to the game, and everybody just trying to put their name on it and sell it as much as they can. And to be honest with you, and I've said this to a lot of people locally, 2025 is going to change the whole dynamic of flag football. It's either going to excel after this year, or it's going to start taking a major nosedive because it's almost too much of a good thing. As you can see it right now, it's even in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's, what is it, February? And we've already had some kind of, you know, local drama with people trying to, you know, put their product out there at the same time as somebody else. It's just everyone's leeching off of the same thing. And quality over quantity is what I say. And I think that's a problem. So I think that's what's going on with that. World champion, more world champions that is there is, the happier people are, I guess.
Coop, what do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to mess up the quality of the show. Can y'all hear me okay? I'm in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah.
For me, it makes it – I'm happy for opportunity for Michael Better, for Corey, for Otto, for Pop, to be able to offer Joe, to be able to go see Thailand, go see China. But we look at it like Chun said. You played at Worlds with 400 teams, you won something. If you win a tournament in Ocala, Florida, with Mike Evans playing, make you the world champion. I'm happy you're getting the opportunity, but everybody and their mom is not doing tournaments. So smart teams, smart players, smart owners, smart sponsors are going to send their teams. I want to say the right tournament. So that you gotta pick quality tournaments now. Literally, I checked today. There's a tournament almost every week between multiple different organizations. And there's a couple of youngsters that feel like they can come in and start a tournament series and do it a lot better. And it might be, but you got to pick the right weekend and put your product on and make it a proven product. Before my phone gets cut out because of the bad Wi-Fi, I'm a kid from Cheer. And to talk about the NFL, the Pro Bowl, I am blessed to be able to work for an NFL team. And my kid, Elijah plays flag football. My girls play flag football. But they watched 5 minutes of it and were like, this isn't flag football. And that same thing can be said for you. Throw a bootleg tournament, not bootleg, sorry. If you throw a smaller tournament and it's not good quality football, it's going to transcend to where you got to make it to where you're giving out all kinds of trinkets and prizes, or you're giving out the next audition for Rush Hour 5 in whatever country you're in. You got to give out a pretty good package to make it worthwhile for everybody to come out there. Now, for the team that's doing it,
If y'all want to invite an old coach or put a good quarterback, two damn good refs to come to y'all country, get busy. We would do the exact same right weekend. But I would say it's good for the game. The guys that never got to leave the country or the city can go play somewhere and play flag football. But it's like Tony said, there's going to be a lot going on this year. A lot of teams, a lot of tournaments to where hopefully it doesn't water down the product. So, you know, pick the right places to go. Come have some fun. What do you think?
Yeah, no, definitely. I appreciate your input on that, Coop. So, I mean, ultimately, yeah, I think that this, you know, we're seeing so much. We're seeing so many leagues and tournaments and all these things pop up. I know there are stuff like Mexico. I think they just celebrated like their 50th anniversary of flag football. So it's not new that Mexico is doing, you know, tournaments. It's you know, social media and how it all works is becoming, you know, a lot more active and everything like that. What as far as like the Olympics look like, Sean, do you think that there's going to be almost, it's going to be problematic that the United States has now proven, especially the men's team, that they are going to blow out every country that they play? So if the Olympic, the IOC is looking at it, are they going to want the United States in the Olympics? If it's going to be, that's going to be the product, it's going to be games that are 60 to 12.
Well, you can look at it one or two ways. You can kind of look at like the Olympic basketball format back in the day when Michael Jordan and were playing the Dream Team. They were blowing people out. And it gave the other countries someone to chase. And now the USA struggles with beating those teams. And you got to think that it birthed Luka and all the other guys. Eventually, they're going to catch up. It might be a while. But I don't think you would, you know, exclude a country or a player or a team because you can't compete with them. That breeds competition. And it would be a black eye on the product for them to try to do anything other than improve like the USA does. You know, maybe still a couple of coaches, you know, something. But there's nothing you can do about it. You got to improve. It is what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, Jacob, if you're okay with this, I just want to do a quick segment with Chun, brought to you by Unk Apparel. Are you good with that?
Of course. Go ahead. Rock and roll.
Okay, cool. So this is rapid fire questions. Chun, I don't want you to think. I need just an answer. Okay, so I don't need a PC answer. I need exactly how you feel, you know, right when I ask the question. All right, you ready?
Titties.
Okay. Favorite league in Dallas?
Pardon?
Favorite league in Dallas?
Favorite league in Dallas? USA flag Tuesday night.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite format?
Sevens.
Okay. Old school sevens or the new?
Old school sevens.
Okay. Favorite late night snack?
Honey bun.
Favorite QB in flag?
Favorite QB in flag? Gotta go Pat Alley. No.
Okay.
Ava. Then Pat Alley.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
What rule do you hate?
What rule do I hate? temporary catch. Momentary catch rule. Y'all know how I hate that rule. I hate that.
Okay, which active NFL player could walk off the NFL field and go right into the national team?
Tyreek Hill.
Okay. Favorite Netflix show?
Favorite Netflix show? Ballers. I just started watching that. Isn't that weird?
That was a good one. Okay, final question. And again, you just got to say what comes to mind right away. Who's your favorite child?
My favorite child?
Damn.
Okay. I would probably have to say that's fucked up.
This is the Doritos question.
Did y'all hear that? I said it.
That's crazy because he just won a championship in Tampa. That's crazy that you would say that.
No, I would probably say my two daughters equally.
There we go. Okay. I feel that. All right. Sean, I'm gonna let you go for the night, man. Hey, plug your stuff, man. I know you got a lot going on right now.
I do. First of all, can I shout out some local people, man? For the people
absolutely
keeping it going here in Dallas Fort Worth. I'm actually, because I know you always ask me what Pick Six has going on. I'm really laying low this year. Gonna concentrate a lot on the USA flag side. I know Jacob and I got a lot going on. I am a casualty of budget cuts from ECN. I just found that out. How you find that out 3 months in advance? I have no idea, but okay.
You know
this now?
I'll send you pictures from that tournament. You'll understand.
Right. I guess we're going to have 10 teams. But I'm going to focus a lot on the USA stuff. We're going to be traveling a lot. But I wanted to shout out to Cam Slaughter, Cam Whiteside, Adam West, and Dylan. They do a lot of good stuff here in Dallas. And they, stay focused on the product and not the money. And that's always a good thing. They're trying to lead the way the best they can for the future of the flag because, you know, y'all know as well as I do, man, it becomes time consuming. And then how much can I be compensated for, you know, what I'm doing out here? So I wanted to shout those guys out because they deal with a lot of the stuff that I don't deal with. And so I want to shout them out. But I'm having surgery Friday, 10 a.m. Pray for your boy. Dissectomy on my back. So be doing that. Try to heal up in a week to get ready to go to New Orleans. And then here comes March. We're Nashville, Phoenix, Vegas. And, we're off and rolling. So that's what's going on with me. And, you know, Flag 2025, we'll see. We'll have the same conversation at the end of the year. And we'll recount what I said and recap, I guess I should say. And we'll see. There's been a change, a shift in the dynamic of Flag. I feel it coming.
Yeah. Okay. And just final question for you. What was it that they called Jacob again?
they called him a P-A-N saltine. And
the pan wasn't the fault, the problem.
And it was just a weird thing to say because Jacob had nothing to do with it. And yeah. I knew what kind of position that put him in because what could he say back, you know, that wasn't going to start something crazy. So, like I know they would do for me, I took up for him. And like I said, I got my chest out. I put my Superman cape on and he's waving above my head because I'm all a 5'6". And I'm like, oh, that's why this didn't end 5 minutes ago. I appreciate that, Jacob. Yeah, so that's what they called him, man. Yeah.
There we go. Well, hey, man, Sean, I appreciate you. And you know, it's been a minute since I've seen you. I was able to see you in Tampa.
Yes, sir.
It's always good, man. It's all love. It's family for sure. And yes, and you know, yeah, absolutely. You're gonna heal up and be ready for. Ready for New Orleans, and we'll see you soon, man.
Yes, sir. And also, too, congratulations. I don't want to, you know, let the cat out the bag, but possibility of bigger things coming for you down the line. So, you know, congratulations. You're deserving of that, and I'm all down for it, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. All right. So I feel like we got another guest.
And just want to say, Coop kind of is he timed out, but you know, having both of those guys on, it's always real good to see. Always appreciate them.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like when it comes to flag football, you got to have the perspective and the knowledge of the game from you know someone from Florida, someone from Texas. They're just going to bring so much to it, and and like I said, truly Tampa, we could all talk about a completely different week that we experienced and it was all in one tournament. So, so that was a fun conversation for sure. So, go ahead and introduce our, our next guest that we got here.
All right, so this is going to be a fun segment. It's almost his bedtime, so we got to get him in and get him out quick. But please welcome Declan with Declan's Doozies.
That's what we're going to call it now, I guess. Yeah, I guess we can.
It's not going to be story time with Declan, even though I think what he's wearing right now would be appropriate for that.
Yeah, look at this. Declan's got his nice button up going. I don't know. Are you in a tunnel? Are you okay?
I'm in my car, actually.
Okay. All right, cool.
He's in his car. Kid's growing up, Oz.
I can appreciate it. So yeah, man, we got a new segment presented by Campbell City Flag Football League out of North Carolina, and we're calling it Declan's Doozies. So Declan, please share some crazy story with us about your life in officiating.
Okay, so we're gonna say stories because I got a lot. So we're gonna start with probably baseball. So when I started baseball before I started flag football and tackle. So I was doing a 10U baseball championship game. I had Miami against a team from Miami and a team from New Jersey. So already hotheads there. So that starts off the bad note. And I'm in the B position between first and second with a runner on first. And there's a bang, bang close play over at first base. So I punched the kid out. I called him out. And, you know, it was against the Miami team. So, you know, they start screaming, oh, you suck, yada, yada, yada. I don't care. I just want to move on, get done with the game. My last game of the day, I'm retiring. I want to go home. Next play happens. Well, now, next inning or two, that same kid comes up to bat, hits one to shortstop. Shortstop throws it to first, and they get him out again. Another close one, so I punch him out again. Can I say I was right or wrong on both calls? I don't know. Because to be honest, I do not remember. So I can't say if I was bad or not. I don't think I was. So we're just gonna put that there on the flat face. So then as the game ended, to make it worse, the New Jersey team hit an in-the-park grand slam on errors of the Miami team. And there's a bang-bang play at the plate. My partner calls the runner safe. So now they're all ticked. So as we're leaving, it's always smart to leave out the winning side dugout. Nobody's happy with you if you go out the losing side. So you just go out the you go out the winning side. You go out the prevailing side. So we went out of New Jersey's dugout. And I'm walking around the corner to head to my car to change. The sister of the little kids, he was like 10-year-old. So the sister's about my age now. I was 13 at the time. Probably about 16, 17 years old, comes around. Super fun, this far away from each other. I think you're a terrible umpire. I think you cheat the kids out of the game, this, that, and this, that, and the other. I'm just saying, okay, yes, ma'am, thank you. Because I just want them to get away from me. And then the entire swarm of Hispanic Miami people come up behind them, and, I mean, swarm around me like I just killed their entire families. Like I just took away, like legit had, like blew a perfect, you know, like blew a perfect game. And the mom comes up, almost taps me in the chest. Her hand is probably that far away from my chest. She's like, you suck, this and that and the other. You suck, you suck. As I'm trying to walk away, they're following me. My mom gets out of the car at this time. So now, in my mind, I go from, okay, I have this woman to deal with. I looked at my mom. I looked at my partner, Frank. I went, oh, shit. Because now I have to run all the way to my mom. Because my mom is a scary lady if you see a 5'11" redheaded lady running at you. That's scary to me. So I run to her, and I'm pushing her back, saying, no, mom, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And then all my bosses come swarming on a golf cart like a bunch of cops, coming in, back up, like pushing them all away. And not to make it better, as I'm trying to walk away, my mom's waving at the lady, like egging her on. Yeah, that's the best that she's doing. It's not worth it. It's not worth our time. Get away. Go into the car. So we finally leave. My boss looks at my mom because he felt terrible. Ended up giving her $40 for us to go out to dinner that night because he felt bad about what happened. Granted, I'm not complaining about that because I got free food out of it, but it was bad. It was bad. And then go ahead, sorry.
Oh, what? So where'd you guys go to dinner? $40.
I don't know. to be honest. I don't know.
Hey, save that next story for next week, man. We'll stick one story at a time, man.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you're right, because this next one's flag football, and this next one's good. So Yeah, save it for next week.
Save it for next week. Yeah.
I do just have one question for you. I know in Tampa you had the pleasure of working with, I mean, basically at this point, he's like your big brother, Dean. Any
Wait, hold on. Where did your hair go?
Huh?
Oh, never mind. Disregard. Shadow man looked like you lost all your hair. I was like, wait a minute. What do you do? Anyways, sorry, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, so any Cayman experience you want to just share real quick?
Definitely not a fan of, let's just say this. Two guys, like, stepped up to each other like they were going to fight. Dean comes running from the other side of the field because I, Dean didn't do anything wrong this time. It was me. So it's funny you brought the big brother part. I try to step in between the two like an idiot, and I started throwing penalty flags, and I walk over like an idiot to try to separate them. Here comes Dean running at me. To ensure that they did throw fists, I did not get hit. So after they walked away, and Natasha and, you know, they kind of broke it up, Natasha and Dean come over, they go, look at me straight, and they go, are you crazy? Dean goes, don't ever step in between them. Trust me, I don't know what happens when you try to step in between people when they're fighting. He said, maybe you're right. Yeah. I should listen to somebody with experience. And I didn't do it for the rest of the tournament.
I'm telling you, Declan, in Miami, it was me and Jordan and Dean on a field. And we knew it was a heated game. We knew that, and there was a bang-bang play. You know, two players made contact. And immediately, me and Jordan knew what was going on. Both of our flags had already come out. And me and him just stepped back, and we got our scorecards out, and we're just looking at numbers and everything. And then out of nowhere, same thing. Like, Dean just comes running in. Separate, like, gets in the middle, and he catches an elbow or a fist or something.
Well, we're like,
go ahead.
It makes you feel better. I'm just in referee pants. I'm in my convertible jacket with the black on the outside and my referee hat, and that's it. Nothing else. And I'm coming over on the youth championship fields on Sunday, kind of just sort of sitting around. All of a sudden, final play of the game, the team starts fighting each other. Not both teams, the team itself, like legit throwing fists at each other. I probably shouldn't have thinking back. I ran. Did not care. I was not in stripes. I booked it. I was like one of the NFL college guys that just come running out to separate fights. That's what I did. I had to pull them out. Whistle, beep, 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 beep. I start throwing my penalty flags in the air. I did not care. I didn't think this was not going to go over. I did not care.
Oh, man. All right. Well, Declan, I know you got just a whole book of stories, and hopefully, yeah, every week we can bring you on. I appreciate you coming on, and I know Jacob has things cooking behind the scenes that I didn't even know about. So good to see you, Declan.
Nice to see y'all as well.
Appreciate you, Declan.
Yep.
You're free.
And that was Clocks Running, Declan's Doozies, brought to you by Campbell City Flag Football.
There we go. I love it. We had some new segments today. We had three guests. Man, what a show. Season 2 is just going crazy already.
Yeah, so, this is going to be fun.
Hey, but, you know, some well, good news, bad news. Good news, thanks to your buddy in Washington, D.C., Clocks Running is back on TikTok.
You're welcome. I do what I can for the show. I'm going to bring Flag back to the talk. You're welcome. Didn't realize he was my buddy, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
But unfortunately, Facebook is not working out for Clocks Running. So, yeah. You know, to all the old guys out there, the boomers, the... You know, the guys that just love to scroll through Facebook, probably not going to see Clocks Running on there. but we can.
That's me.
Yeah, but we, you know, we are live and popping on Instagram. We've been having a lot of fun with the fan votes. We are into the all-purpose bracket right now, which has been, it's been exciting, and it's cool just seeing teams. Like, I just got to say this right now. Any player from Miami has probably the best shot to win these things, because as soon as I post these polls, I mean, it's like Cuba national team, MIA, grown-ups. I mean, they're just reposting. Anybody that represents Miami in any way, like, these guys are just coming out like, vote.
So, they have the best bots.
Huh?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
It just sounded good. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. All right, man. Well, it's been a fun week. We went live on Monday. Do you want to go live again? Should we do that from time to time?
Yeah, I think every now and then that'd be good. We'll make that kind of like us. We'll sprinkle that in. We won't do it every week, because we don't want to overload the people. But, you know, yeah. Absolutely. We'll hop in here and there.
Plus, we can't – we who knows what?
Go ahead.
Oh, well,
you were 60% of the way through your sentence by the time you started.
I don't want us to also have too many crazy scenarios that get cooked up where we're like, oh, well, we got to go to, you know, the high school rule book for this. We got to do, you know, it's – we got to take it, you know, a little bit at a time. So, but that was definitely fun diving into the world of Instagram Live. So,
yeah,
that was cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was neat.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. So, Jacob, you want to plug all of our platforms and everything?
Oh, man. So you're trying to get out of work. But absolutely, I got you. Hey, so we are everywhere but Facebook. Okay. So we have our link tree you can go to. We're on YouTube. It's the best way to see the show. You can see our ugly mugs, plus all of our wonderful guests that we bring in and out throughout each episode. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on all those different streaming services. If you want to see, we've got Instagram. We've got TikTok. We've got, what else we got?
Threads.
We're on X. We're on all these different places, you know. Great stuff. You know, obviously, Ant and I, apparently, we like the merch. We don't love the merch. But we got merch. We're not wearing it this week. It's no big deal. We got some sweet new shirts that are coming in. Ant's been in the kitchen cooking up all sorts of different designs with our great guys over at Unk Apparel. We got a few different things coming down the line. Pretty excited about. Maybe we'll get those out in the spring, kind of give everybody a little bit of a break and see if we can get some stuff that we've got currently ordered. But we've got hoodies. We've got T-shirts. We got long-sleeve shirts. Because, you know, sometimes you're just a chill ref guy and you need to show that off. You're just a chill ref. So make sure you check us out. Clocks _ running on IG. We're everywhere. So just be on the lookout. Like, subscribe, share, follow.
Exactly. Definitely hit that follow button, because when we go Instagram Live, whether it's on the field, you know, recording a game, or it's, you know, us doing a Q&A, the only way you're going to get a notification that we're live is if you follow us on Instagram. Same thing with YouTube. You got to subscribe to us to get that notification when a new episode posts to YouTube. So, you know, big thing I just want to say, you know, with the guests we had on tonight, you know, I was somebody that for a good about 6 years, I ran a local tournaments, leagues for a few seasons and all of that. It is a grind. It is a lot of work. But I want to shout out all the local leagues that are out there all over the country that it's just amazing to see. I can see the growth of flag football. You know, so, you know, there's, you know, we got Sean with Pick Six, you know, Unk's always doing his thing with his Monday Night League, and he's got pop-up tournaments that he does. And I mean, he's got to be the hardest working man in flag football. He probably has 25 different jobs that are related to flag football. But there are, you know, like I said, Camel City, we talked about that. And then, hey, I still got love for the West Coast. And I got to say, they are doing so much all the way up from the Bay with what Dula and Law are doing and, you know, those organizations, they work so good together. They're not worried about egos, and they have these big tournaments. They have circuit leagues. They have women's only leagues. They have, you know, then now they got youth leagues going. They are definitely growing the game in Northern California. Then you go all the way down the coast into Los Angeles, into San Diego. You know, you got Tough League and Air Raid and Flag Football California, you know, all these organizations out there that are doing big things. And what I'm seeing, which I love seeing, is the trend. They are playing USA flag rules more. They're playing 5-on-5 non-contact more because they want to put on for the West Coast, and they want to come to these national tournaments, and they want to compete. And finally, the last kind of section I want to mention is in Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson. They got stuff popping off too, and they have definitely continued to grow the league. And finally, my home state, where I was born and raised, Colorado, they're doing the same thing. I could never wrap my head around why we were playing sixes non-contact with triple threats and, you know, rush clocks, and you could only blitz twice and, crazy rules. Even those old school leagues that have been around for a long time are making the change to 5 non-contact. So I love to see that stuff, and I just want to, you know, shout all those leagues out and just say, keep grinding, keep doing what you're doing, because this is how we grow as flag football. So
absolutely.
So Jacob, final thoughts for the night?
I mean, man, I think we've pretty much summed up Tampa pretty well these last few episodes. So I'm pretty excited to see, you know, we're getting ready to start in on the next few tournaments. We've got some cool stuff lined up. We're going to keep having cool, fun guests on. So you keep tuning in, checking it out.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, we will see y'all soon.
Have a good night.